We're getting the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Tzadi Vav. We begin Amud Beis. Begin towards the Masechta. Towards begins the words of the Gemara. Haitzah Gufa Hechik Siva. Where exactly is the whole root of this Malacha? That of Haitzah written in the Torah. Test him explain. Why do you have to write explicitly Haitzah in the Torah? The Gemara asks, okay, he's saying that this is Malacha. This is Perka Zayik of throwing. Well, that's a Torah of Haitzah. Well, where do you know Haitzah itself? What's bothering Taisus is, what do you mean all of Malacha is not written in the Torah? It's sufficient that we learn it out. From the Malachas that were in the Mishkan. So in that case, it says, Vavgav shal hezeh b'mishkan, although Haitzah was in the Mishkan, because I'm like the Gemara says, hey, read the crush from Agala b'chula, that they would take down the planks from the wagons into the street. So you see, Haitzah b'mishkan, z'yachat rishas rabim. That's what it says, Mekamakam still, ilav d'ksiv, if it was not explicitly written in the Torah, lahav ha-machayv Allah, we would not make someone liable for it. The reason for this is, Levish Malacha grew, he could appear to like Taisus open up in this Masechta the base. He points out that Haitzah is considered Malacha grew. Because Haitzah is a very interesting thing that for some reason only the Av is taking out, but Haknas, which is the same thing, is a Telada, therefore it's considered deficient Malacha, and therefore we need to have an explicit source for it in the Torah. Shemek Tais the Master begins words the Gemara, Maid B'Shabbos Kohen, how do you know someone on Shabbos, which Tais brings the gears of the Ben Chananel, that actually says this should be omitted. And as the Gemara was saying, okay, how do you know Haitzah is a Malacha? It says in the Pasuk, B'Tzav Moshe V'Yirka B'Machna, says, don't bring from your houses to where I live. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Rishas Rabbim, and their house was Rishas Yachad. The other Gemara says, well, how do you know that was on Shabbos? It was on the weekday, just if you're just telling there was enough donations, they don't have to bring it anymore. Oh, the other Gemara says, no, we have Gzeres Shava, that it's referring to Shabbos. And that says, Tzav Rabbein Chanan L'Gur Sinan calls it. It doesn't have this whole text, Ad Ashkechan Haitzah, until where the Gemara then begins when it says, oh, can we find Haitzah? How do you know all these other things? But he doesn't have this whole text regarding maybe it was not Shabbos, maybe it's during the weekday, because as Tais explains, what do you mean? Even if it's during the weekday, you'd still be able to learn out that taking out from Rishas Yachad Rishas Ram is a malacha, even though he's telling them not to do it, let's say, on a Tuesday. Because the Torah is calling it malacha, that's what the pasuk says. Ishvi Isha, every single man or woman, malacha, don't do any more work for the donations for the Hektish. Look, Simon says in the Pasuk, V'yichaliyam mihavi, the people stop from bringing. Amakar lahitzah malacha, we see that they're bringing from their house to Moshe Rabbeinu, which of Moshe Yachad, Moshe Ram, is called a malacha. And therefore, even if it wasn't on Shabbos, you already see that that's a malacha. V'chein dosh behed b'sham, so too the Yisham explicitly says, the way Ben Chanan says, not like the way our Gersa has in the Gemara, that we learn out that it was on Shabbos from Gzeres Shava from Yom Kippur. Next day, the Master begins with the Gemara, Hachnasim and Nalan. So how do we know taking in from Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachad? So the Gemara, Svaruhu B'chulu, it's logical. What's the difference taking in, taking out? Now, B'mtei says, you begin to say, Ma Tzarech L'Hisvar. Tzarech has to take a second look. Why do you need to have a logic to tell you that you can be Chayv in Hachnasa, but Kivan Abbas B'Mishkan, since Hachnasa was in the Mishkan, because I'm like the Gemara says, Heim Helu Krash Ma'Gala B'chulu, the inverse of what we said before. Not only did they take from the wagons down into the street, when they then lifted up from the street into the wagons, they were taking Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachad. Because, and the Gemara tells us shortly regarding the Malacha of throwing, the Moisim in Mishkan, that was in the Mishkan, Habas Le Shapa, we would know it very well. It's just that it just doesn't have Zrika in the Mishkan. So why do we need to have a Svar over here? What do you mean? It should be sufficient because Hachnasa was in the Mishkan. And that's the same Yashim, what you could say is like this. The Bezrika Nami Ikasvar, no, when the Gemara was saying that if Zrika was in the Mishkan, then we would know it. It's not sufficient just if it was in the Mishkan. It's only because by Zrika you also have the same Svara of Mali al Dehitsa, Mali de Zrika. What's even if you're taking out from one domain to another one, or you're throwing? And with the fact that it would be in the Mishkan, then we would know it. Because the Tais explains you need both. Dilab Svara, if you don't have the logic, then actually Lo Yahav Machashavin Allah. We would not have considered as a Judah of Haitzah. It's only after the Svar that says, okay, what's it taking and taking out? So now we know, oh, now it's a Telad of Haitzah. But additionally, had we not had it like by throwing in the Mishkan, the Zrika, we would not have made you liable just based on Svar, like we said in the previous places, Fish Malacha Gruhi, and therefore it needs both. It needs a Svar to say that A, it's a Telad, and B, that you can be Chayav on it because you have a source that it was like this in the Mishkan. Tanakh says the Master begins with words of the Gemara, Ulur Rebbe Eliezer, the Mechayev Atelah, the Makma'av, according to Blaise, hold Yechayev in the Telah, even at the same time as Abitzav. So my Karli Avachul, then, as the Gemara's question was, that, okay, what's significant calling one Av, one the Telah? So one interpretation said that it's, oh, to tell you which one you can be Chayev on. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you can be Chayev Atelah, the Makma'av. So what significance is calling one Av, one Telah? Tais comes to qualify that regarding the hasra. Tais says actually have a matzla man. But the Gemara could have said the nafkamin the linasra. The difference is regarding the warning when the person is about to do the malacha. Where it's significant to know what to give the warning for, which the Talad is under the rubric of the Av. Now, Tais actually says, you could actually say the Hainu, the Mishan, that actually is what the Gemara answers when it asks this question from Eliezer, that the one that was Chashim is called the Av, the one that was not Chashim is called Talad, meaning the Malacha that was significant in the Mishkan is called the Av, and when you give the warning, when you're doing the Talad, you have to give the warning of the Talad in the name of the Av, and that's actually what the Gemara was saying. Now, Tais brings that there's different Gersoids in these exact words in the Gemara. Is the Gersa, those who have the text, Hach tahavis b'mishkan chashiva. These that were in the Mishkan, that were activities that were significant, karla av, those are called the primary category. Hach tahavis b'mishkan chashiva, those that were not considered significant in the Mishkan, karla talada, those are considered derivatives. Well, if he says, Tais, based on that wording, yesh malachas tahavis b'mishkan, that tells there were certain malachas that were in the Mishkan, kugir menachas, like weeding, or mashkezroim, and watering the seeds, talay chashiva, they weren't significant, and therefore they have others, they weren't others, but they were in the Mishkan. But therefore they considered talads because they weren't significant. Says Tais B'chein, so too, if you have a similar gear, so Igar Sinan, if the text says, the Havis B'mishkan v'chashiva, if it was in the Mishkan, and it was significant, Kar Lab is called the Av. And that's the same idea. Av Igar Sinan, if you have a third gear, so Hach, the Havis B'mishkan, that which was in the Mishkan is chashiva significant, but Kar Lab, and that's called the Av. Hach, the Havis B'mishkan, that which was not in the Mishkan, like chashiva is not significant, but Kar Lab, talado. He said, based on this, whatever derivatives were not in the Mishkan, because then it would be an Av, and therefore it was not in the Mishkan. The next is the master that begins with the Gemara Inami, or another interpretation. You could say, that which is written in the Torah, that's called the Av. Which Tais actually says, really, this answer, the Gemara, is not really so necessary. It's not going to really answer us regarding all Avis and Teladis, the only one, which is really the topic of our conversation in our Gemara, is quite Tzah. That's the only one that we have, the pasuk that says, it's Malacha, we can put the pasuk with Tzav Moshe Meir Kol B'machna, that's the one that you could say, the difference between Av and Telad is that the Av is written in the pasuk and Telad not, but because all the other Lamed Ches Malachas, Tzav Havara, that's for different reasons, and they're not written in the Torah, and therefore it wouldn't be enough of an answer to say, why is that one Av and that one a Telad? But maybe they were at a diagonal. Tais can explain, really, the Gemara could have said something different. That is, the Gemara is trying to learn out, how do we know Zrika on Shabbos? Tais says, because it was like them in the Mishkan. Where was that like? So the Gemara keeps on going through, trying to find, and says that, okay, it was where they would be, they can't be near each other, because they would hit each other. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what's the problem about the weavers? You're saying they have to be at a distance, and therefore when he has to borrow from the other one, he has to throw it to him. What do you mean? You could have been on the diagonal, one little bit in and one little bit further back. So that Tais actually says, how can I have a Muslim mitzvah? The Gemara could have asked a similar question, but actually the Gemara had asked the same wording previously. You could also not bang into the other person that's weaving next to you by just being a few amas away, but doesn't have to be four amas away. And the Rebbe says that would have been just as a valid question. But the Gemara asked, it doesn't even have to say like that. You could even be just at a diagonal, and therefore that but essentially the Gemara's question is the same point. How do you know, and you don't know from there, halacha of Zrika Dalet Amos from the Avodah in the Mishkan.